Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Yeah, our friend Brian Pink's going to join us from CanX in Los Angeles. Just when you thought you were kind of out of the woods. And Sue, they have rain in the forecast. Not a lot, but they have rain for this weekend.
Great.
But this fire has really gotten out of control north of LA today. We're going to have the very latest on that from Brian, who is an anchor and a reporter for CanX and a St. Louis native. Here in just a few minutes, we have another Brian right now, our friend Brian Kilmeade, with us this afternoon. How are you, Brian?
Oh, good, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. How was the inauguration? I saw your picture dump this morning, I believe, on the Instagram. All kinds of people you were hanging out with on Monday night.
Yeah, it was interesting. It was a cool situation. You know, normally when you have a president that was almost assassinated, you have to figure the security would be high. It was unbelievably high. I mean, you literally couldn't get anywhere. But it's just understandable. Real cold. But I think overall... Yeah, it was like a Super Bowl where there was only one team, and everybody was pulling for the same team. These people were just over the moon. I didn't get any people complaining to me about going indoors, although everybody else was saying how they were let down. But you had the arena filled up twice. That's 40,000 people, you know, and you have there were a lot of some other events going on. So people really had a sense that there was a huge party going on. So I don't think anyone probably regrets the trip, and it would have been brutal outdoors.
Oh, I think that was, and I understand some people disappointed with that, but I think they made the right decision on that for sure, because it would have been absolutely brutal. What was the best party? You got a pick for the best party that night?
Well, I mean, Tillman Fertitta, the next ambassador to Italy, owner of the Rockets, he and Mark Zuckerberg and Todd Ricketts had a cocktail party, which was really... Everywhere you turned around, there was somebody you either knew of or knew. And the conversations were just out, just fantastic. Like, we're from Lindsey Graham to the former General Secretary of NATO to Mark Zuckerberg, had a chance to talk to him, Dan Bongino. So, Huckabee, and, you know, we had, and then Todd Ricketts himself met him for the first time, you know, one of their Cubs, self-made huge success. And then Tillman Fertitta is always a blast. And he's got a consequential ambassadorship because nobody's hotter in Europe than Italy right now and more dependent on, I think, by this president. So to hear their perspective on what they're due and how much they really want to get on board with this guy, with this president this time, it's so much different than last time.
It really is, you know, and we've talked about this. We've talked about the difference in tone from a variety of perspectives. You saw some people and even some complaints from the legacy media about some of the tech people that were up on stage with Trump. But let's kind of talk about what's happening right now, because the work has begun. Before we get to some of the deportation news and other things, where were you, Brian? I spent a little time here in the monologue today. I'm a little disappointed in some of the J6 pardons. I certainly see nuance in many of those cases. But thoughts on that, because there was a promise from Trump and from J.D. Vance to not let off some of the violent offenders.
Yeah, I thought it was, not, you know, these are a lot of knuckleheads were there that day. And we watched the guy with the pickaxe cut through the window. You know, we see the cops running, you know, trying, they were being attacked. And maybe that was a third of them. But I just got to ask you, and you got to know the law, for assaulting a police officer, do you get 4 years? Do you get 3.5 years? And I witnessed in New York, they just published it 2 weeks ago, and I said on the show, 4,312 assaults last year of police officers, resulting in hundreds of injuries, trips to the emergency room, and some of these police officers were assaulted. Absolutely. I'm telling you right now, there's no way there were 4,000 people were put in jail for 4 years.
No. And then that's the difficulty. And I admitted that yesterday and today, because there is nuance. And then there are things, and I saw some coverage last night. You have some people who pleaded guilty to misdemeanors that said, and they still insist, look, we didn't do that. They claimed that we did that, what we wanted to get out of this and not have to pay lawyers, et cetera. So, but then you have the Joe Biden pardons. And, you know, it seems like the friends on the other side who are criticizing J6 are just completely ignoring that, Brian.
Well, a couple of things. I'm just amazed, and I wanted to get this before I hopped on the air with you. That's all CNN's talking about. Jake Tapper leading with January 6th again. The American people looked at January 6th. No one's happy about it, but it had nothing to do with who they voted for. You know, those people that were, you know, were anti-Trump, that had something to dig in on. They did it every day. And they did it every day. Then they did their primetime show. We're over it. And then I understand, you know, since you were covering it so long, you want to do the follow-up story. But there's been hundreds of executive orders. There's been hundreds of executive actions. There was a historic indoor changing of power. You know, you got the Biden legacy, the cover up of his cognitive decline. The Hakeem Jeffries today in the Politico, they say everyone's upset with his lack of leadership. The fact is, you got 40 people going along with the Laken Riley Act. So if you want to put in your rundown the exoneration or the pardon of these guys, I get it. Do it. But leading with it every single hour shows you have not learned anything, and that's not good news judgment, because there's other huge story. A preemptive pardon is a terrible precedent, absolutely terrible precedent. Back to 2014, what was he doing? I thought that the Republicans in the House were just against the Bidens, and they were just making things up. When you read James Comer's book, he's got bank records. He's got pictures. Now, with the cover of the New York Times, it shows this guy was on the grift from the time he was vice president to today. I mean, and then he leaves and says, I'm going to exonerate my son back to the year 2014 and my brother. So when you find something, you're not going to be able to convict him on something. So that, to me, there's so many stories going on. But number one, the pace in which Trump is changing everything, the goodbye DEI. If you are in, you're fired without pay, with pay. If you are, it's going to be easy to fire anyone in civil service right now. You have Elon Musk and making his comments. I think there were negative comments about the big investment AI, in energy yesterday.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great important stories out there.
No, yeah.
4 years ago is not that important.
Look, to your point, and I opened with some of this as well, because I often, you know, when I leave the show, I always listen to Fox. I monitor on my way home. Last night, I chose differently. I wanted to see what they were saying on CNN. I did the same thing today, and you're right. I mean, they are absolutely obsessed. There's a lot of other stuff going on out there that they're just choosing to ignore, and I guess, you know, did you hear the Tim Burkett moment with Acosta?
No,
all
I
right,
didn't.
This is good. You're going to like this. Here you go. So I played this earlier. This is what happened. Acosta trying to make, you know, the point about J6, et cetera.
This is not Fox, Congressman. You can't just spin a tail and pull the wool over people's eyes.
Yeah.
This is CNN. This is the news. We are asking you to come on and tell the truth.
And that's why more people are watching the Cartoon Network SpongeBob reruns right now, Jim.
How about that for a line?
That's a great line. And he does think he's Mr. News.
Oh, so, I know.
By the way, I have no idea why he goes on there all the time.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So that guy, you know exactly what he's doing, and now he's stuck at 2 in the afternoon, and they don't want him anywhere near Trump. So that's a great line, and yeah. It's true. You know, you take – we have higher ratings at 5 in the morning than Anderson Cooper at 8 p.m.
Brian, this is good, too. I tweeted this out earlier there, you know, because a lot of this is clickbait on the interwebs. We know that. But there was somebody that had tweeted out, I can't remember, I'm going to look here, the ratings for the inauguration. Oh, yeah, it was Mediaite. Go figure. Mediaite. Trump's inauguration ratings down bigly from Biden's. Now, I made the mistake of clicking on that story, and here's the facts that you probably know. Fox News had the second highest ratings for any inauguration day, but since nobody watches CNN and MSNBC, yeah, the ratings were down. And by the way, a lot of people watch online these days, don't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And what was it, 36 million to 40 million? Yeah. That was the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, good luck with that. By the way, I think from now on they're going to be indoors. I really do. Unless there's unseasonable weather, I think they're going to be indoors from now on.
I think you're right. It probably should be that way.
Well, great, didn't it?
What's that?
Didn't it look better too?
It did. And by the way, where were you when all that was taking place? You were outdoors though, weren't you still?
No, I was on the radio.
Okay. Oh, that's right, with the timing. I'm free. I was out west, so the timing of this is kind of thrown off in my brain. What do you think about birthright citizenship and this debate we're about to have? Because this is interesting. I mean, the point's being made that historically this was done to prevent, you know, slaves from not being citizens, to make sure that they were citizens in the aftermath of the 13th Amendment. So Trump's going to go after this right now. There's going to be a court battle. There's a lot of people already fighting it. What are your thoughts on that?
A couple of things. I want to see this. I want to see a high level debate. That's what he did. You know, basically threw it into the legal arena. So now every 22 states are suing. And go ahead. I mean, this is what they do in law school at the highest level. They want to debate what the actual 14th Amendment is. Let's have that conversation, because we know right now what goes on. You sneak into the country when you're pregnant. You give birth. That kid stays. And then later on, you make your case that, well, my kid is American. Do I get to stay? And this has been going on forever. And then you have chain migration. After that, you're allowed to bring people over. And then you have the lottery on top of that. And there's just no organization to it. So I would love to see this debate happening, and let's have it. And now you have the dreamers who say, well, I was brought over as a two-year-old. I had no say in it. Now that I'm 26, can I be a citizen? It's the only country I've known. That's a separate conversation. So this, you're born here, but your parents don't belong here. They came in here illegally. And how long are we going to put up with this scheme while other people wait online and pay the fees and can't get in their whole life and because they didn't want to cheat?
Yeah.
And I think that this is now a scheme. It went from what the 14th Amendment was, because the 13th Amendment freed the slave. The 14th Amendment gave automatic, you're born here, you're an American, and don't even challenge it. And now we're in that 2024, not 1864. So I think it's worth having this debate. And there's a second half of that clause in the 14th Amendment that they've been debating in law schools forever. And now we're going to see that play out in front of our eyes.
Yeah, and I'm excited to hear, you know, the different perspectives and opinions on that. I forgot to ask you about Elon Musk being a Nazi. I even saw Taylor Swift screen capture where she was being a Nazi. A lot of Nazis out there. AOC, everyone doing the same salutes, Brian.
Yeah, he's incredible. All you do is put the audio up, and he's touching his heart, and then he's putting his hand straight out. The guy's a little different. I mean, you see how as much as he has done, as much as he has accomplished, he gets in front of a crowd in Pennsylvania, and he hears his name being chanted, and he acts like he's 8 years old.
Yeah.
And again, that's the thing. He's totally moved by this crowd stuff. So that's one of his things. But anybody with a brain in their head knows that does not apply. And for you to go with that storyline is just a waste of time. But that, you know, that's the type of thing that gets Trump more popular and gets Elon Musk more followers, because everyone knows it's asinine.
Brian Kilmeade is with us. He's coming back to St. Louis, by the way. We talked about this last week, March 22nd. It's a Saturday night. It's the History, Liberty, and Laughs Tour. And the tickets went on sale Friday. But you also have, explain the VIP experience, because that's on sale right now as well.
Well, I mean, I have a chance. I think it's about an hour and 90 minutes before. We put the VIP option up. For some reason, it wasn't up early. And it's usually a smaller number, 20 or 30, although in Florida, it's already up to 80. And it's our chance before to give you a preview of the show, answer all the questions, then you take pictures and everybody gets the book, President Freedom Fighter. Although this, you know, it's just, I'm going to be talking about our history
right. In
a conversational, inspirational, patriotic way. We bring certain areas of history to life. We reenacted in Hamilton style without the singing. and people love it, and it's getting better every week, every show. But the VIP is just a chance to, before the show, to give you a preview, to take pictures, more intimate setting. And then afterwards, we have a chance to sign and take some pictures, but I can't get to everybody. That's right. Why people want to have a chance to ask the questions. And it's kind of like with the radio station, too. A lot of times you'll have listeners come in before I have an event, and we'll talk first, and then you have the actual event. Now we do it. That's like almost the pre-show.
So the show is in Chesterfield at the Factory. It's a great venue. Tickets are on sale. You can go to briankilmeade.com or the Factory's website and find tickets, and the VIP experience is available for that. What's coming up on Saturday night on One Nation?
We're debating on a few things, but here's what I could tell you. Definitely Chris Rufo for sure. Definitely Pierce Morgan for sure. Stephen Miller has verbally committed. We're going to see if we could get into his schedule. Now everyone's staffed up. It's hard to get directly to them all of a sudden, but I understand it. And I think that's where we have. We have Charlie Arnold from ESPN now with Outkick. She's going to be doing a media segment. And I think that's what's pretty much taking shape. Usually we do it on Thursdays. This on Thursdays, I usually have more of the lineup set. But I can tell you right now, it's real big. Last week was a huge. We were live on Saturday. Last week was huge ratings week. So we'll hopefully ride the wave with Trump and see what's in the news cycle by tomorrow. Remember, look at the pace in which we're doing this stuff now. This is like a month of news in 2 days.
Well, not only that, but, you know, I think a lot of people have commented, you just look at the amount of time that President Trump has given to the media who hates him and answering questions, probably more than Biden did, certainly in 2 years, maybe in 4 years, in the last 3 days.
And that's just it. I think they should appreciate it. And then we have that CBS story, keep on saying about J6, keep on saying, and he kept interrupting. He says, let me finish. And then the guy says, Alexander, says, yeah, I apologize. You better apologize. He's the president, you idiot. Enough. That old formula is not going to work. You didn't do that once with Biden. And
not
he never
once.
Talked to you. And now we hear this.
Yeah. A little consistency, maybe I could respect questions like that. Brian Kilmeade, have a great week. We'll talk
on.
Yeah, we'll talk next week. Go get those tickets. BrianKilmeade.com. The Factory, March 22nd. It's going to be an awesome night.
Get more at 971talk.com.